Why'd they make so many Tremors?
I hate
Man.
And this is how we start the episode.
No, yeah, that was pretty good. Yeah, that's I like that.
Tremors, a cold day in hell, 2018.
Yeah, Tremors, cold. Why did they make so many Tremors? Welcome back to basically Tremors with us, Alex and Paul, from the Four Corners Games podcast and Four Corners Games in general. Joined as always during our Starfinder shenanigans by Ian, Anna, and Owen from Not Presently Deceased podcast for our fifth and potentially final episode.
Tremors is just Jaws but on land.
We're not talking about Tremors anymore.
I know. I think we are. No, I think, yeah.
Episode 5 is just going to be Tremors, and then episode 6 is going to be
the actual final episode. Space themed, I could try and integrate it, but you can't make a dice pun about a space movie that is not in space.
Space Tremors.
Unfortunate.
If you get it, if you find
Tremors of Terror from Space.
I will put the picture of the 2007 IMDb.
Perfect. How's everyone's weeks going besides Anna avoiding a test?
My week's pretty good.
Good?
Yeah.
Mine was good otherwise. I passed 2 midterms. So that was nice.
That is nice. That's not nice. That's amazing. Congratulations.
Yeah.
It should be lauded.
I messed up a lab.
I also messed up a lab, but that was... It'd be like that sometimes.
Well, I did my lab last week, and it was just the data collection, and then we were doing the analysis this week, and... It said, when the circuit starts to work, begin collecting the data. Cool. Okay. And then it also says after that, collect the data from 0 volts to 3 volts. So go in. I decide I will do it when there starts to be a current. That will be when I start collecting data. And that should be when the light turns on. So I do that. And I only get the last portion of the data that I'm supposed to get, because it starts always at 2 volts. So apparently I was supposed to start at 0 volts, which was when the current was connected, and I had to redo all my data collection today.
It's a good thing electricity moves fast, so you can just quickly...
I understood 3 yeah. there.
Hang on, I got a guy that's an expert on this. I'll bring in Paul.
Yeah, so a volt.
We're on this planet.
With the Tremors.
But not on the podcast. In the podcast, we're in space.
It's true. Hey. Well, you're on a planet, I guess, technically.
Yeah, but...
We're on
a
world. How big of a planet is it? Is it a Pluto-sized planet, or is it an actual planet?
I said planet, not planetoid.
Okay, I'm just double-checking.
Don't get specific here.
Easy now.
But
easy,
I want to be specific.
Shut up, astrophysicist.
We're doing planets now, actually.
We're on
in
planets.
Class.
So you are still on the planet of Olmarid. After landing, you made your way through the soft sands and found yourselves nipples deep in a crystal storm. I think that's a correct unit of measurement, nipples deep.
That's an interesting measurement.
I mean,
it's an SI unit.
Yeah.
I feel like Remy would be a little further deep just because she's not short.
Well, yeah. She also has lots of nipples, and they were all... below the surface of everyone else's nipples, so it still would count.
Good to know.
It would also exclude the fact that it would go far above them. I mean, it's more like a minimum versus something. I have no good... I'm just going to cut all that. And you find yourselves... and you find yourselves in a crystal storm, slowing you down. It pegged 2 of you, making you fatigued, just so tired you couldn't move. And as you remembered the little pods that were in your pocket, chewing on them, helping you get over your condition, you were suddenly set upon by a fearsome creature called a Scribara, a giant worm on a desert planet. Totally an unexplored idea from any other part of sci-fi, especially not the Tremors verse. And you managed to defeat him. Almost, once again, losing Nadim in the struggle. Also unearthing a rather awesome gun that went unfired, unfortunately. But you came out.
I would like to fire the gun.
All right. What are you firing at?
The corpse of the Tremor. Obviously.
Please not me.
I'm going to fire at Ian. No. No, I'm just going to fire it at the dead corpse just as a fuck you.
So you fire using one of the 8 shots it had.
You can't take him with you.
Sure.
Can you?
I don't.
Can we take him with
you? You haven't bothered to check. You just like, screw this.
He said it was like a giant, like, part of a spaceship hole that had the gun.
I forget what movie it is where a guy does that. He's like, hey, I found this gun. He just shoots it in the air until all the bullets are gone. He's like, oh, never mind.
Is it of size that we can take it with us?
Why don't you roll me in engineering?
I don't have that.
Would you like me to look at it?
Anyone can look at it.
I have engineering. I'm closer on the map.
I'm a guy like me.
Oh, I have engineering as +6.
I'll do it too. Dude, are we all just going to engineer the thing?
Sure.
Yeah.
I hope you all roll low. And then you're like, oh,
I don't know.
Combined our brains are hopefully.
Awesome. I rolled a 1.
Oh, I rolled a 17. 17 plus 6. Hold on. What's that?
I have 18, a 9, 20, but I rolled a nat 1.
23.
So you think that you might be able to take it apart and use it. It is considered a long arm. It only has 10 charges remaining, and you notice that where the battery would go, it's 2 damaged. And if you were to take out the battery it currently has, you wouldn't be able to load a new one in. You had fired a shot, so now it only has 9. But you do notice a nice smoldering hole in the side of the Scribara.
Perfect.
Satisfying.
Is anyone here used to weapons of this caliber? Because I sure as hell am.
Yeah, is there something we could roll to get a better idea of what exactly this gun was?
Yeah, you can. So go ahead and roll me just a standard perception.
Okay. 14.
14. Anyone else looking at this, seeing where it's coming from?
Nah.
Sure. Why not?
I want to know how much some of the parts...
That is curious. That's a 15, actually. That's not a horrible roll.
Not a horrible roll.
It's better than the 1 that I rolled beforehand, so we're moving up in the world.
So you both kind of look at it. You can't notice the exact location it came from. It has clearly been torn off the hull of a ship. You notice jagged metal surrounding the outside of the gun. That's why it's so badly damaged. The fact that it still actuates and can fire is a bit of a miracle. You notice that going north, there is a trail of scrap metal that litters the desert in front of you.
Okay. Well, we're here looking for...
The Unbound Wayfarer.
Yeah, the Unbound Wayfarer. So this might have been just like part of wreckage as their ship went down. So this might be part of the ship.
Is there anything expensive on the ship?
In the rubble?
The whole reason you're there.
The only reason.
People that we're trying to rescue.
Are they expensive?
Oh, yeah.
It wasn't about the treasure that we found. It's about the friends that we made along the way.
Oh, good. So you did nothing then.
And the treasure. Jeez.
Well, I'm going to take 10 minutes to rest and get my stamina points back. Because I'm not feeling so good.
Sounds good to me.
Okay.
Yeah. Do we want to take this gun apart and bring it with us?
During the 10 minutes, I'll allow one of you to try and disassemble it. You will not be able to rest and get your stamina back, though. So make sure
Hold on. Can I just like see how much I think stuff would sell for? Like how much the parts would sell for, maybe?
So you do know, again, the class of the gun is a tactical X-gen gun. It is damaged, and then I think in Starfinder you also can only sell things for a certain percentage anyways. It's only like 10%, I think.
Yeah, I think it's way less than Pathfinder.
Yeah, it's only like 10%, and you probably only get half of that, just more or less like scrapping it. But it could come in handy if you come across anything else that is large, because it does quite a bit of damage.
Okay, we should probably take it apart then.
Yeah. Someone try to take it apart and I'll carry it.
Yeah, so is there anyone who does not need to rest for stamina at this point in time? Like anyone still have full stamina?
I am uninjured.
Okay. So Spectre, you can try if you'd like. Anyone else need to rest for stamina? I know Nadim does for sure.
Yeah, I think I'm
at 2 stamina, so
I'm at 1 stamina, so I might rest, I think.
All right, so
also I need to
I think I'm at full stamina just because I didn't get hit by the ice storm.
Yeah, I don't think you got hit, and I don't think the Scribara harmed you either. So, do you have any engineering or computers, anything you can try to utilize to disassemble
this
thing?
Well, I have engineering and I have computers.
Go ahead and roll me that engineering check. Try to disassemble the gun.
13.
13. You take it apart. In doing so, you damage it a little further, expending 5 more of the ammo. So there's only 4 shots left.
Tactical X-Gen gun.
It should be, if you look in your handouts, you should all see the stats for it.
How does healing a... Just give me a second. Repairing a drone, because... Gear has also been damaged.
I believe you need to take time to repair him, do you not?
Yeah, it takes 10 minutes to repair your drone.
So you can recover stamina, or you can repair...
Yeah, no, I'm recovering my stamina.
Sorry, Gear.
Unless we want to spend more time just sort of sitting around, I'm okay. Then I can repair 25% of its maximum hit points, and that would take me another 20 minutes to actually catch up to Gear, so catch Gear up. So
roll me a knowledge nature. While you're doing this, not knowledge, nature, life sciences, please.
I don't have a life science.
Someone should roll life science while you're suggesting this, though.
18.
18. You know that you can be set by those crystal storms at any point in time, and if it interrupts a rest, that it can, like, not only do you not recover stamina, you just get more damage. You probably want to get off this planet as quickly as possible.
Let's go.
So you all do the 10-minute rest unabated. Spectre manages to break off the X-Gen tactical gun. A little worse for the wear, but still some
usable. I offer it to everyone here. It's like, someone please take this.
The only person that can probably properly wield it is going to be Nadim, but I don't think Nadim actually even has long arms training, so it's a little tough.
Well, I thought it was just... It says it's a gunner check.
It is, when it was attached on a rotating base, and I had to hold it freestanding.
Oh.
It counts as a long arm.
I am not good with long arms.
What if one of us holds it? I'm trained in every weapon.
What if
one of us holds it and then the other one shoots it?
Oh, are you thinking like
Bard? I'll let you do that.
They mounted the arrow on the kid's shoulder to shoot Smaug in the movie.
That's not a bad idea. I mean, if one of you sacrifice to stabilize, I'll let you do a straight gunner check. That seems fair.
Gunnery check is just a straight dexterity.
It's just the same thing as you would use for any firearm, basically.
Ah.
Okay.
Yeah, just have small arms, not.
Yeah, I believe that long arms is a feat you have to take.
Oh.
It's part of a feat.
Yeah, for me.
You gather the weapons, you start trudging through, following the trail of shrapnel, and you finally come across what you believe to be the unbound Wayfarer. Part of the side has been ripped off. On the other side, you see a familiar-looking gun still attached, terribly damaged. It's been here for a while. Sand has definitely made its way into every nook and cranny. You also notice the engines are badly destroyed, and it has all of these kind of pockmarks along the side. Roll me a DC 15 perception or a DC 15 piloting check, whichever you have the better of.
Everyone?
18 piloting.
Everyone?
Everyone, yeah. Because you see this, like, as you walk up to this ship, you see it just festooned with these, like, wounds and dents.
24 piloting.
18 piloting.
24 perception.
So you all notice that as you look at it, they definitely look like coil gun marks. And that whatever it was trying to get away from, it went the wrong way.
Uh-oh.
Also managed to notice that if you were to come across something similar, it may behoove you to, instead of, zig, you're going to zag. It's very particular, and if I was better at understanding how flying worked, I'm sure I could say it much better, but that is what I'm going to say for now. You all confer a benefit just from kind of investigating and noticing these things.
Sweet.
As you walk closer and deeper into the ship, you notice 7 bodies in different orientations. They are desiccated, dried out, wrinkled, and bent, broken, just in an awful state. You notice they're deeper in the ship, and you look at the size of it, and you would assume that it was larger and would assume that something may have gotten away with the rest of the bodies, but was not able to get further into the ship. They've been here for some time.
Anything on them?
They do not, but you look at them and you notice that there is a circular mark on their shoulder with four points. And you recognize that it's not a mark so much as a shadow of something that's been pulled off of them. You look at your own arms and see the Starfinder insignias that have a similar shape.
Yeah, I was just going to see if we could check their spacesuits.
So we found them?
It seems as though you have found them.
It does seem.
What do we do?
You know that Venture Captain Arvin asked you to recover any information they may have had on the ship, specifically in regards to their most recent fact-finding mission to find habitable worlds or life elsewhere in the galaxy. They had been gone for...
found it.
Ulmarid was documented, but you know that they found... that they were sent... The people in the Unbound Wayfarer were gone for 2 decades gathering information in unregistered parts of the galaxy. So the information they have collected is more than likely invaluable.
Hmm. Yeah, I expect they're going to look for PDAs, computer files, because this kind of stuff is interesting for them.
Is there like a black box on these ships, or is it just like in the mainframe you got to download the data?
You look around the ship, you notice that the computer is badly damaged. Beyond any kind of recognition, the screens are smashed, the wiring pulled. I assume Remy's going, fleeting about the ship, opening all the drawers, noticing that it has been thoroughly ransacked, more than likely by the individuals that stole the Starfinder insignias off the body in the first place.
That's not fair.
Spectre, roll me a computers check.
Okay. Wow, I'm rolling really well. 25.
As you're going across, and like, you know you're supposed to be looking at the computers, you're a little devastated by looking at what's happening, but then you notice something strange that you haven't noticed on a computer before. You notice an indentation. It's the circular indentation with the 4 points that you saw on the spacesuits of the lost crew members.
Like a physical indentation?
Like a physical indentation of the same size and make of the shadows on their suits and of the insignia on your uniform.
So it's like there was an insignia on it, on the computer, that was pulled off?
No, it's about 2 to 3 inches deep.
Oh, like one of them was smashed into the computer.
It seems purposeful, not that it was smashed in.
Like it's kind of like a key
so
of some kind?
It was purposefully smashed into the computer.
Nailed it. It was purposefully smashed in.
Well, don't we
what
have...
What if you take off your badge and put it in the hole?
Jet walks over. As Spectre, like, probably says out loud, like, strange, this is an indentation. Jet walks over, taking the insignia off his arm, sinking it into the indentation, and it sinks a little deeper, and a metal shutter covers the top of it. In doing so, a door opens next to the console into a previously unfound part of the ship. As you walk in to the new location, it's small. There doesn't seem to be much. Maybe a few drawers, but it does have a working terminal, from what you can tell.
Huh?
There's a camera. You're unpranked.
Got him.
Candid camera.
Is there anything in here?
Jeff?
So, Remy, you walk in, you more than likely ignore the computers and go straight for the drawers. As you... rummage through them, you find a strange stone.
Oh.
It's beautiful, bright, iridescent, and you grab it and you hold it in your hand. As you go to slip it, as you go to slip it into your pocket, it stops, falls to the ground for a second, and then begins to spin around your head.
Uh-oh.
And it just hangs there.
That's a good thing.
Spinning.
A friend?
It's an Ayun stone.
It's
you
not.
Have your own,
it's not an
you
Ayun stone.
Gear.
Okay, then you're dead.
Yay.
No, you have your own personal gear.
It's an organic gear.
Organic gear.
What do we roll to figure out what this thing is?
A mysticism.
Yeah,
I don't think anyone
I wanna
has
know
mysticism.
What this is.
I don't think you all have mysticism, which makes
no
it hilarious.
Where is mysticism?
You don't have it, I'm pretty sure.
I don't have it, no. No, I don't.
Is there another check?
Let me check. No.
Physical science. Oh. Life science?
No.
Don't have either of those things.
It hangs around your head. You don't feel any ill effects. You reach up to grab it, and you manage to put it in your pocket. And if you take it back out, it once more starts flying around your head.
Neat. One day it will kill me. It will accelerate it to Mach 6 and go straight through my head.
You just hear 12 hours till death. You're like, oh,
no. Cool. Put it back in your pocket.
While Remy's doing that, is anyone else doing anything else?
I mean, Nadim's probably going to be, because he's not very good at computers and everything looks pretty beat the shit.
Is there a spellcraft equivalent?
I think it's just mysticism.
Okay, cool. Which is hilarious.
Because it's like if it's
you
magical,
attune yourself with like the energies of the universe and you're like, well, I don't know what that is. Let me use my magic powers, though, to punch someone in the head.
Yeah. I mean, I think Nadim is kind of just like walking around looking. He's not good at computers, so he's just trying to get like a lay of the land, look for any type of like recent tracks or anything like that.
Roll me perception, please.
Okay. 21.
21. You look around. You don't find anything of ill repute. The sand hasn't quite made its way into this chamber. You notice along the slotting in the door that specks have made it through, which you would also give to the credence that this has been here for some time. Just because it was a tighter seal on the door and it must have really been battered by innumerable sandstorms for it to have made any kind of leeway into this chamber in particular.
And the chamber you're talking about is the one with the terminal?
Yeah, the functioning one. It fits all four of you snugly. But as you continue through the chamber looking for any other signs, save for the terminal, a chair, and the various drawers that Remy's already looked through, there's not much else. You also, to your original point, don't notice any signs of anyone else having been in here for quite some time.
Okay.
Huh.
Nadim will see what looks like a working terminal and suggest that someone with some computer skills should maybe tippy-tap on it.
Get your thing.
Hmm? Oh, yeah. Jet will go over. And actually, is there a way to plug gear in to it?
Yeah, there absolutely is.
We're going to plug gear into it and hopefully just leave the other guy at the port and return
you
to
just,
normal.
You just hear gear go, happy to help, boss. And he flies over, plugs himself in. He goes, oh, this is a lot of information. And the little front optical eye on him begins to flash as it slowly fills with information. And you hear, as shit's processing this, just start relaying it to you all. He's like, a wasteland planet called Eletrio that displayed signs of scattered technology. A sentient asteroid called Lamentia, teeming with Morlock children in the vast. A massive space station called End of Bright Things, stuck between the orbits of two blue dwarf stars. A stormy oceanic world called Willadriad, with upthrust columns of basalt piercing the storm-tossed ocean surfaces. And he relays planet after planet, area after area, these descriptions. But at the end of each description, he goes, coordinates, error. And he says it after every single one. Eventually, time enough passes. Another crystal storm actually falls on you while you're having him download. But you're undercover.
No.
And you manage to not feel any ill effects. It comes and goes just as quickly as the one from before. He finishes downloading, processing, and unplugs and floats next to Jet. Boss, I think that I can fix this information, but I need a better computer.
Right, let's get out of here then. Ship should work, right?
I think so.
Great, let's get out of here.
Go.
So you all make your way back through the desert.
Spectre's going to have his weapons ready in case we have to fight another freaking worm.
And I imagine that Remy just has like the gun held above her head as she walks through the sand with Nadim like using
just
her
right
like, turret. 3 o'clock! 4 o'clock! You make it through unabated. Seeming luck is on your side for once. And you get back to the Odyssey, your ship. You load everything on board. And now that you have all the information that you need, Spectre sits down to begin filling out the report as a science officer of the Unbound Wayfarer, the state it was in, the number of individuals that you counted. But you are, for all intents and purposes, done with Ulmerin.
Well, I think we should try to... Well, the only way to make contact with Venture Captain Arvin is to get to a drift beacon, right?
Yes. Which you know is outside the scope of this world.
Yeah, so we gotta get out of here.
Should we not finish the data analysis first?
I mean,
because if
you're on the way, probably.
No, but my worry is, right, if there is something weird on it when, like, unless this is badly damaging for the ship, for us staying on the world until the data is fully fixed. If there is data that is still prevalent to this world in some way, shape, or form, which I doubt there will be, but just in case, then it would be easier for us to still be on the surface than in orbit and then have to re-enter through the debris field.
Yeah. Well, maybe their ship, like, they came down here, landed, and were trying to get back out when they were attacked by whatever it was. So maybe there's, like, a log of what happened to their ship, or video log of what happened during that time. Is there anything like that?
Go ahead and roll me a computers check. Actually, it's only going to be Jet who can do this, because he's the one that can communicate with gear.
That's true. That is a 19.
A 19. You find a data log that's maybe like 1.5, 2 years old. Like, it's old, and it's the last thing reported. It says that they are going to Almerid to search the ancient ruins that have been documented there, and that's the last thing on the log. It doesn't have any kind of information as far as what they encountered, anything of that nature. It doesn't even say they made it to Almerid. It just says that they're on their way to it.
Okay. Is there any more information on the ancient ruins?
No, it just says that they've been reported before, and you all would remember that. That's a little bit about the description. That's kind of what it's well known. But because they were a fact-finding mission, they were probably going to spend a decent amount of time on the planet, looking to see if there was any further signs.
They've found and woken up the Mummy King.
Exactly.
Damn it.
Mummy King with foil guns.
Don't Mummy
King. You just see a cloud, and the mouth opens up and just swallows the ship.
Mummy Kings seem like really lame when you can just leave the planet they're on. Yep. And it's like, well, never mind. Boop. Good luck, like, cursing me in space, loser.
Good luck, idiots.
Good luck, idiots.
Plague of locusts in space. They just suffocate. It's easy.
It's easy. But that's all you see in Gear's backlogs. Nothing else really gives you any other indication of what happened to him.
Okay.
He's processing the information. He's plugged into the computer now, running it. And as you watch him compile and start just working through the stacks and stacks of information, the timer bar for the processing of it keeps getting longer and longer. It started out as like an hour, then it jumped to 12. Now it's on 3 days. And it keeps...
1 year later.
It keeps spinning out, farther and farther. And though Gear thought that they could have better and stronger processing power on the ship, which is probably the case, it's still not enough to do it in a timely manner.
So we really got to get this back to...
We should probably... Yeah.
Unless we want to check out the ruins.
Side session!
One more one shot!
Let's get off of this worm rock. Worm-riddled rock.
Let's go.
Nailed it.
Yeah.
You all take off just as, for the third time, a crystal storm sets in, which the ship goes through without a problem.
Our ship doesn't feel fatigued.
It does.
Oh, no.
Log it as a fatigued ship. as you continue onwards, just into the lower atmosphere, a warning klaxon begins to blare, and the ship lurches from side to side. The asteroid field around the world of Ulmerid is more agitated than on the descent down to the surface.
Oh, we made it mad.
Although it's not clear what has caused this anomalous activity, what's certain is that you must reach safer altitude before a more serious collision occurs. So, who's piloting now?
Jet.
I mean,
I jump on the sticks.
All right. I need you to roll me a piloting check. I will let Nadim aid you if he is also piloting.
Yeah. Co-piloting.
Sure. Woo. Let's go. That is good. Because that's
backseat driving.
That is a 26.
I got 23.
26. So that's 28 total. You deftly make it through the field. Maybe it was Shit's ability to help plan out all of the possible ascents. Maybe it was your amazing piloting skills. Maybe it was Nadim secretly letting you drive while he actually did the real piloting.
Give you an unplugged controller while I was
little brother second playing him really bad. When I press jump, he doesn't jump. It's supposed to work like that.
Yeah.
You continue to bolster and move through the atmosphere and manage to make it to the other side of the asteroid field, at least the major parts. Sigh of relief overcomes you. But oh no. Suddenly, from behind...
There's a bigger asteroid.
There's always a bigger asteroid.
Just like last time.
A large
A
large vessel of rusted metal slips from behind an enormous asteroid. Its weapons...
Of course there's a big asteroid.
...already firing. The front of the ship resembles a stylized skull with crossbones beneath, a clear indication of space pirates. So,
God damn it.
Time for us to play. Time for us to play another space battle.
Yay!
All right, so you're looking at this hex grid. Hex grids are sweet. You'll notice
I like the
grid. Parts of the hex grid are, they're a little bit foggy. Those foggy areas are asteroids. These asteroids, they're more than just a little bit of a stylistic choice. They not only block your ability to shoot a chip, but you can't pass through them. So you need to be careful and keep your head on a swivel. Which means it is time, once again, for us to stumble through...
Starship combat!
Everyone's favorite thing of us going, wait, what? No, wait, hang on.
Wait.
You rolled what? No, I go, then you go. Then I go. It's totally fine.
I gotta get our Odyssey stats up.
So the klaxon once more sounds as this ship just absolutely lays into you. Who is piloting? What positions is everyone else taking up?
I'm gonna beeline for the gunner position.
All right.
I'll do captain again.
Perfect.
Science officer.
Every time I think of captain, I can only think of that one video where it's like, "Captain, look!" And then there's a ship coming towards theirs, and then Pirates of the Caribbean music plays, and it's really funny. Anyway.
I would play that music because it'd be sweet for a spaceship battle, but then, you know, copyright infringement.
Copyright.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
All right, so let's go ahead and do those piloting checks then. Jet, let's see how you do.
Hey. I've got my
natural 20. Oh,
this is a 13 plus 8, so that's a 21.
Test. It's gonna beat you. Gonna beat you pretty well. The Odyssey, it is your turn.
All right.
Try to get behind one of these damn rocks.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking. I'm just trying to see if there's anything funky I can do that might be worthwhile. We don't know the tier of the ship yet, right?
You don't. You haven't scanned it.
Spectre's going to work on that.
Can I scan before he does piloting or no?
You can. I believe you can scan at any point in time when it's your ship's turn.
Oh, in that case, then I will try to scan it.
All right, go ahead.
What is this? Computer's check. Oh, this is like 3 19s in a row. 25.
25.
And the DC is 5 plus 1.5 times their tier plus any defensive countermeasure bonus.
good God. Yeah, you blew that out of the water. Because it's, like, let's be honest here. So you look at the ship. It is a medium transport ship with a speed of 6 with average maneuverability. As you scan it, you see that it has good shields.
What weapons does it have?
So the forward arc has a coil gun, and it has heavy torpedo launchers. It has an aft gyro laser and a coil gun turret.
Okay.
That's a lot of guns.
The ship is tier 2, and it has Mark 1 armor, Mark 1 defenses. It has a long-range laser sensor, crew quarters, and you'd assume the full complement as you scan for life. The full complement seems to be 6 individuals.
Okay. I got weapons, so did I get anything about its defenses?
Yeah, it has shields. It has basic shields. With that high of a roll, I'll let you know the forward arc has most of the shields, and then the port starboard and aft have less shields.
Did I find out about its AC or HP?
You did not. I'm not one to give away those things, even with good scans.
Yeah, I don't think there's really.
But that's what you get. So it seems to be a formidable foe. Moving from there, it is Jet's turn.
All right. We want to go behind a rock. Where are we currently pointing?
So you're both pointing at each other. Your forward afts are facing one another. And at this moment, you are roughly 1, 2, 3, 4.
I'm just checking on the...
You're 9 hexes away from each other.
For the checks, and this throws me off because it looks like 1 minus 1 half times the tier of whatever ship, either your ship or the enemy ship.
1.5, yes.
It's 1.5, right? Okay, I don't like that. Just how it's written. It looks like it's 1 minus 1/2.
This is brought to you by the people at Paizo. Paizo, stop using dashes.
Yeah, come on, man.
1.5x, people know what that means.
Yeah, 1.5 would be fine. People know what 1.5
4 out of 3 is. People, 4 out of 3 people can't do fractions.
It's true.
Wait, what are we talking about?
Fractions. It's math time.
No, it's not.
It's time
not.
For math in space.
No, it's not.
Space math.
Space math. What's our speed?
8.
8?
We're faster than they are, so we can just boogie on
what
out
if we
of
just,
there.
We want to just, like, run away?
I think so. And we have a turret that can face backwards, so we can shoot at them while we fly away.
Where is out? Where is away?
So, just for simplicity, due to 3D space being tough, you are coming from the northern part of the map. Is you leaving the planet? The last bits of the asteroid field lie in front of you, and they block your egress.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, I love the use of egress.
Time to hit him with the hold-on maneuver.
Yeah.
If we can get, like they can, at best, like, they can get here. They can get here.
I think so I'm going to use evade. I'm going to use
the evade. If we mess ourselves up here, they can't even shoot us.
I'm going to use the evade maneuver, and I'm going to fly a ship. The ship moves up to its speed and can turn as normal. Actually, how does turning work? I never really got that.
So you have average turning, so it takes you two hexes to turn a single face. So right now you're facing straight south. For you to turn, you'd have to go 1, 2 to get there, and then you could go straight.
Okay, that's fine, actually. That was perfect. Okay, yeah, we're going to try to use the evade maneuver.
All right.
So that is a DC. What is our ship tier?
Tier 4.
Tier 4.
You have a tier 4 ship? Good God, your ship's better
than
mine.
That's what it says. It says tier 4.
God damn it, your ship's better than mine.
1.5 times 4 is 6. So that's a DC 16.
Mm-hmm.
Check. Let's see. So here we go. That's an 11 plus 8, so 19. So 19.
So you increase your AC by...
2.
2, there you go.
And our TL, our AC and TL by 2 until the next round.
All right, so go ahead and move your ship the appropriate. So you move 1 here, 2,
yep, Wrong cursor. I'm just going to go up to there. 7. Because I think that'll hide us enough. And that's the end of my turn.
All right. So what they're going to do is they're just going to do a standard fly in general just to move their full complement and get into a position. They'll move 6 to catch up. So they'll be facing towards you as they pivot back into that position. So they have moved. There's no gunnery phase because there is not a shot to be had by either individual.
I think I can take a shot.
What are you using?
The high explosive missile launcher is target lock. You don't need line of sight. It just has to...
Well, then let me double check on this one because the heavy torpedo launcher that I have may also only need it. Tracking. I also have that. Thanks, Paul. They will take a shot, and it will reach you in time. We enter the gunnery phase. First, the Odyssey will shoot. So go ahead and shoot your missile.
Okay. And the gunnery check is a ranged attack check?
It is.
Right? Okay.
Even for torpedoes.
Ooh. That's only a 12.
A 12. The missile shoots Pi, the loblite, not harming them. They shoot their own heavy torpedo back at you. Ooh, natural 18.
You got a plus 2 AC.
We do have a plus 2 AC.
That's a 26 to hit.
Ooh.
That'll
ouch.
Do it.
Sorry, we have a plus 13 to AC.
So the only way that it can effectively hit you, actually, it can hit your forward because you're pointed forward right now. So it's going to hit your forward quadrant, and it's going to do, oh no, all kinds
of bad
stuff.
We are going to die.
Here. Die is a specific word. You're going to not do well.
We're going to run away. That's the plan.
After this, can I taunt them?
Well, technically, the captain can jump in at any point.
26 points of damage that forward aft just as the torpedo smashes and explodes and just shreds your front shields to nothing.
And we just took 6 points of damage, guys.
Shit.
Jesus, you have hefty shields. Yeah, you do. 20? Wow, that's fair. So it destroys your front shield, taking 6 points of damage. I forgot to do my captain phase, too, if that makes you feel any better. So we're both on even footing. We'll start phase 0. Does anyone want to switch roles?
No.
All right, so we won't switch roles. So, again, we'll just do another straight piloting check between Jet and the captain of the Loblite.
Hey, that's pretty good. That is a 27.
27?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you definitely beat the crap out of me. So they will go first this time. So the Loblite will back up and try and block you off. So they managed to do a back off. Oh, actually, they were already... Yeah, so it's going to have a speed backwards. So it's going to move 3 spaces backwards, getting ready to attack you. And that's where it will end its turn. It is now the Odyssey's turn.
Are we okay running straight at it?
Yeah, I mean, I think we just need to get past it and get the hell out of there. So
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right,
Before that happens, yeah. So does the science officer and the captain want to take a turn as well?
I would like to make them angry. Or I would like to express my anger at them.
Don't make them angry.
So you...
Well, I mean, they're probably already angry, so...
All right, Remy, you go and you press the button and you open a communication. Their screen comes up in front of you and you see a bunch of Vesks and they are fucked up. Like, they are, like, singing sea shanties. Like, they're just like, with my lost love of the nebula.
Change plans.
The nebula is my lost love. Like, they are fucking 3 sheets to the wind.
Is there a possibility that I can... Like, okay, I'm, like, technically done the mission, right?
Yeah.
Can I switch ships?
To them?
Yeah.
You can try to negotiate with him if you want. Sure.
Okay. How do I negotiate? What would I?
Why don't you use words? As I always tell my players, use your words, and then I'll tell you what you do.
Oh, man, my words. I don't know those.
Probably be like a diplomacy check to.
Don't
try.
Let's hear what you have to say to convince these drunk Vesks.
Well,
we have booze.
I don't know words. Words are hard. Do I make a check or anything, or
not unless you say words. I'm a stickler for a little bit of RP. You can't just be like, "Hey, join ship me," and then they'll be like, "Well, okay, that's a convincing argument."
You got any cool stuff on that ship? I got a cool rock.
And they stop, and one of them like sidles over and just kind of points at you.
Look at the mouse person.
Sorry.
Hey.
Sorry, I'm a rat person.
Hey, Drox. Drox, come here. Look, this person's talking to us. Do you think we can eat them? I bet you we can eat them. I would like to eat the rat person.
Yeah,
that's fair. Let's blow him up. All right, let's do that.
And the screen shuts off.
I want to taunt them again.
All right, you can taunt them before they shut off the screen. So what do you say to taunt them?
I'm going to say, you guys really suck. And I don't like you. And I hope your ship blows up. There you go.
Intimidate check?
Yep, it's going to be an intimidate or a bluff.
Intimidate. Which one's better? I'll use they're both plus six. I'm going to use an intimidate check.
Intimidate check.
Ooh!
22. What do you affect negatively? Their captain, their engineer, their gunnery. All right.
I'm gonna fuck up their gunner. You suck, gunner. Eat shit. Fall off your ship.
You just hear him go, "That's not very nice." And then the other captain, who's clearly Drox, turns to you and goes,
"I will eat your bones."
And
great.
Crack die. Ooh, that's an 18, which doesn't pass. DC 15 plus 1.5, so that's DC 21. That is a lofty check for a taunt.
Wow.
And he fails to, because before he says it, you for once press the button and turn it off. And
I
he
remember
doesn't
the
manage.
Button.
You remember the button. You talk about a character arc.
Development.
This whole thing is all centered around Remy learning about Button.
Listen, okay, Remy's
good
probably
episode,
like really good at insults, but like me personally, I cannot think of things on the spot. So Remy's insults sound really bad, but they're really intimidating, I promise.
We'll just record some terrible shit afterwards and we'll just cut it in.
There we go.
It'll be like really like specific and personal.
Yeah. Oh my god.
I heard that when your mother laid eggs, that she left your egg off to the side, and then it rolled into a creek, and as a Vesk, you
never
died.
Recovered.
I don't know. I'm also bad at insults.
It's hard, man.
It's true. You managed to intimidate them, and though I think my voice work was pretty on point, it does nothing. It does nothing to do anything, and you all feel resolute. It is still.
I'm not intimidated by strange men threatening to eat my bones.
So it is still the piloting phase. The Loblight backed off the Odyssey. You are still ready to go.
Are we going past them?
But yeah. So it's up to Jet.
Yeah.
It's Jet doing.
Yeah. We're gonna just evade again.
Okay.
No, we're gonna do a flip and burn and just go back to the planet. It's better there. Dude,
this is our life now.
This is our life now.
It's a giant worm that tried to eat us.
We'll fall in love.
I know.
We'll start a commune.
That's a 20, so that beats the DC to evade again.
Nice. So that's an additional plus 2 to your AC, and then you can move as you see fit.
Let's see. This goes here, and then 1, and then I need to do another square to turn, right?
Yes, you do.
Yeah, I mean, you can go like 2
there,
here, and then
2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Ow.
At least they won't shoot the front of our ship.
Monkey sauce.
Okay. All right. Wait. Are they able to hit the front of our ship?
They do have a turret and then they have the heavy torpedo launcher. Though it is forward, the torpedo has 14 hexes of movement and perfect maneuverability, so it can definitely still get to you.
Okay, balancing the shield. Look, it was either target systems or it was balance the shields.
Ian, I appreciate A, that you said it that way, and B, that you were very pragmatic.
I mean, we could target their engines and get the fuck out of here.
We could.
That doesn't actually destroy their engines unless we get a critical threshold. Exactly. Okay, never mind.
26 HP last turn, which is basically a third of what we have left. And if they decide to go after our front arc.
So you balance the shields, and you have, how much do you have total left? You have 50, so you can equally distribute that amongst the shields.
Yeah, well, I need to make a computer check, though.
Yes.
Either I can shift shield points from one quadrant to another, or I can just average everything. I think I'm going to average everything, because they can hit us wherever the hell they want to.
It's true. All right, so go ahead and roll do that.
Okay, it's 10 plus 1.5 times our starship tier, so that's DC 16, I think.
It is.
Natural 20.
Oh, God damn it.
26. All right, so what is 50 divided by?
Don't you gain shield if you get a critical?
If you engineer, really nice. You do.
Yeah, as an engineer, you can actually gain shield by.
As you are balancing the shields, Spectre, you have this thing go across the terminal. It goes, no, target lock, as they target your systems, lowering your critical threshold. And they unleash hell first. A heavy torpedo.
Hold on, what side of us is facing? That's our front.
So your front is pointing south. So right front now
is,
it is your
front is,
your
front
left
is
quadrant.
What's over here?
Sorry, it is port. Port is left.
Port. All right.
So your port.
It came out of the decimal, so I'm giving two of them 12 and two of them 13.
That's a good idea. So you have 13 shield on your port, and then 13 on your forward
front.
Front. Gotcha. Okay, so the lob light releases hell first. It shoots a heavy torpedo at your port quadrant. Not a 19 or a 20, but definitely up there. That's a 20 against your AC. And then the coil gun swings around and shoots at you as well. Ooh. Uh-oh. It's a 12.
That one misses.
That one, because of the evasive maneuvers of Jet, the coil gun shoots harmlessly out into space. But that torpedo, again, broadsides you.
Yeah.
God damn it. Roll a 2 and then a 1. That's still going to do quite a bit of damage, though. It's 21 points of damage total.
You rolled a 2 and a 1 and still 21 points?
It's 5 D8s. I rolled it 1 on the D8. Yeah. They also, heat-seeking missiles only have a limited count. There's only 5.
Yeah.
So it shoots out its second missile, but it did 20 points of damage. So blowing away 13 of those.
Wait, 20 or 21?
Sorry, 21 points of damage. So it blows away 13 points. Yeah. Of that shield, but
you said the aft.
No, it hit. It all just slammed into the port.
Yeah. So we took the side. 13 yeah. off, and then another 8. So we're at 71 HP, guys.
We're at what?
71 out of 85 HP.
Oh, sick. Okay,
that's
so
pretty good.
Horrible.
Getting close to that critical threshold, though.
Are we?
Yeah.
Indeed,
what are our
are.
Cool.
What are our critical thresholds?
If you want to pull it up, you roll on a table for critical thresholds.
Yeah, but we are 2 points of damage away from a critical threshold.
Every 17 points of damage, you take.
Oh, my God. I thought of a good threat.
Oh, God.
Oh, write it down. Sorry.
So when we hit 3 more hit points of damage.
Oh, good, you're back. I had something else to say.
Oh, sweet. I need to say something.
Please don't hurt my feelings.
I'm going to hurt your feelings.
Don't. I just asked you not to.
I'm going to French braid your nervous system.
Oh, yes. That was.
And I'm going to tell your mom that you're being mean to me. Fuck you.
Well, I never knew my mother. So.
She probably abandoned you because you're ugly.
You know
idiot.
What? You're dumb.
It's still, we're still in the middle of doing stuff.
I know.
So I just
had to get that out.
That's fair. I'd like the French. We'll come back and you can roll with that insult because that was a damn good insult. So go ahead and roll to attack. Are you going to fire at will?
Yeah, I'm going to fire at will. So as we round the asteroid, we're going to use the heavy laser cannon in the front of the ship.
You can't hit it with the heavy laser cannon from where you are at.
As we came around?
Yeah, that's only as if you do a flyby.
Well, no, because it says you can shoot regardless of arc.
For
fire at will.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, I'm assuming that, like, as we come out and we hit, like, this point right here, mm-hmm. he's within, as we turn and go straight down.
No, you're good. You're good.
He's within the forward
arc.
If
you can hit from any arc, if you fire at will, you're good.
Yes. But I don't know if that hits. That is a 12.
12 does not hit.
Yeah.
Again, harmlessly.
And then,
what arc are you shooting at in particular, by the way?
Well, so
you'd have to hit its forward arc.
Yeah. Okay. And then for the second attack would be the missile launcher. But that's targeted. Yeah. Yep. So I'm going to hit, cause it's facing north on the map. So the port side, which is the one that's facing us.
All right. So you're.
Ah, missed that one too. Fuck. I'm not rolling.
Shoots on by. All right. Back to the top of the order. Anyone changing locales? I'm good.
I got a question.
Great.
Yeah. Can shit help us?
Can shit help you?
Yeah. Any way, shape, or form.
He has been processing data in the background the entire time. If you so wish, you can ask him to see if he can help you.
Shit, what can you do and put that in the background? Shit. Shoot something, or help me fly this darn ship, or help him.
Shit comes online. Can gear do anything to help you, or droids able to help you during pilot during like a ship combat?
You know what? Gear has arms, so I don't know what that means. I just know that
gear can operate a gun.
He can fill the engineering role.
Here, this is what we'll do. This is what I'm gonna do. With the combination of shit and gear, and because I'm lazy and don't want to look up rules, Owen. I want you to roll me a D100.
Okay.
I am going to give you a 25% chance that because of this random AI attaching itself to your droid, they can act as a crew member. So if you roll a 76 or higher, I will let you have an engineer.
We'll see how this goes. Fingers crossed.
Come on, Owen.
No, that's a 33.
33.
No. Just lie for once.
Stupid, honest Owen.
God damn it.
Would like an engineer.
So he's like, I cannot do anything with my tiny arms. They're too small, and my head is too big.
Cowards talk.
I do not understand cowardness. You ask, he's unable to help. But let's go ahead and let's roll these piloting checks, shall we?
Yeah, well, it was worth a shot.
It was worth a shot. I feel like I gave you an honest shot
there.
No,
that was a great option. I was expecting more of like a, maybe he could give me a benefit to piloting rolls. I don't know, something. I was just looking for anything, to be honest. So.
You'd have to be the captain, because only the captain can do that for you.
Yeah, Anna, get on it. Remy, get on it.
Oh, you
want
a benefit?
Tremoring.
No, she just taunts you, tells you you're worthless.
You can. Taunt someone to do it better.
I know.
No, I can. What can I do? There's the one thing. It's
encourage?
Like. Oh, yeah, demand. I can demand.
Demand. There it is. Nice. Well
that's
done.
Better, because like, I have a better intimidate check than I do. Like.
Well, he's the one nailing his piloting roles. I'm the one over here shooting into space.
Yeah, I don't need. I feel like I would encourage the gunner rather than the pilot, because he's doing fine right now.
So what did the. A 20?
In total.
Oh,
not
no. And the lob light rolled 21. Odyssey goes first.
Actually, that might not be horrible. We're just going to run away.
Actually, I'm not switched to engineer.
Run away!
Try to get behind the asteroid.
Yeah, that's my plan. We're going to do an evade, and we're just going to try to get behind. So that is a... Oh, that's a natural 20. Plus 8.
Good
so
God.
Damn it.
That was a badly timed natural 20, though.
That's fair.
So
you can move Are you doing evade again?
Evade. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, like that.
Yeah, I think you can get. Yep. Perfect. Damn it.
I really like these North Foundry dice. They roll well.
So I'm going to try and do a maneuver to lower my turn speed just so I can catch up to you by a single hex, which means it gets good maneuverability. And there was, let's see if I can do that. DC 21 for the piloting check.
Is that the turn?
Natural 20. It's just the maneuver. It's you move your starship up to its speed. You can reduce to it. Also attempt with the piloting check, DC 15 plus 1/2 the ship's tier to reduce the starship distance between turns by 1. Hmm. So to a minimum of 0. It's still 1, but he can they can move a lot quicker because they are turned all the way the wrong way now.
Oh, that's
so
right.
So they can go 1, 2, and then they can try. And he goes, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Still out of range of the stupid asteroid. Joke's on you, so go ahead, Odyssey. You can only hit them with that torpedo of yours, so go ahead and take a shot.
I'm going to balance.
Are you going to balance again? All right. So balance go shields. Ahead and balance. Oh, also, what does the captain want to do? The captain.
Can I roll
my...
for the taunt that I did?
Indeed. Who you're going to try to taunt the gunner again?
I'm going to try taunting the pilot this time.
All right. The pilot's already gone, so it wouldn't
be
until next
round. Oh, the pilot's
gone?
Okay, I'm taunting the gunner again then.
Okay, go ahead and... screens back up. You see a very dejected Drox sitting there. And then
I rolled a 2, so that's not going to work.
And then looks eyes bright at you and goes,
"Hey, who do you have shooting on your ship? I bet you he has no arms."
And sadly, Nadim looks at his forearms and gets really sad, but let's see how sad he gets.
He shakes 2 into the sky.
And he is vindicated, unshook once more by the captain's taunt from the other ship. Damn it, a 9 on the dice? It is tough to make fun of you.
All right, so you said you were going to balance those shields.
Yeah, I got a 12 plus 6, which makes it, because the DC is not that.
It is less than.
It's much higher than that. So
I got 2 points above the DC, so I'm going to balance shields, average everything out.
So we are currently
at
38. Our butt.
We're pointing over here, right?
Yeah, we're heading kind of southeast, so our aft is to them.
Yep.
Okay, then aft is going to. I wish I didn't need to balance shields every friggin' round, because they can hit us anywhere.
Well, but that they also don't know that we're balancing unless they scan us.
And they don't. They're not scanning. They're only hitting advantageous spots.
Yeah.
I've been trying not to metagame it too
hard. Yeah, so like if we're flying away from them, you can just, instead of balancing shields, you can focus shields on the back.
But you cannot move less than 10% away from the other arcs.
Right.
Did I want to do that? I'm going to move 3 points from the front to the back.
All right.
So I still show that our aft has 13 points of shield, so you're putting that at 16?
No, my aft is at 15.
So you redistributed those shields, and then it is your shot, Nadim.
All right, let's do this.
All right, well...
Oh, you... Fucking kidding me. 7.
Woof. It's okay. Not like the DM's rolling really well. Here comes another one of those. Do, 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 do. Natural 20. I shit you not.
Of course, this is like the one time that I just can't roll above like a fucking 9.
All right. I'm going to have to use some other stuff here. So, though, in spite of Spectre's amazing shield work, it manages to crash through the shields with unbelievable force. So this missile explodes, dealing 52 points of damage.
You don't multiply the damage. They just take an immediate critical damage effect, and then if you hit a critical threshold from the damage, then you'd take another one. So you
okay.
don't. Okay. You don't actually
so you know how.
Damage.
Never mind. So.
So
well, thank
at,
you for looking that up.
Yeah.
I believe so. You just take one critical damage effect, but let me roll damage because I think because you're only two away, you're going to take another one.
Wait.
You possibly could take even two more.
Was the 52 not the damage?
Yeah, it's not the damage.
No, so when you get critically hit in ship combat, you don't multiply the damage.
Only 16 points of damage. So,
okay.
So
oh, only 16 critical. Points of damage. Oh, that's okay, that is a lot better.
But you do hit two critical thresholds.
No, we don't.
No, we don't, because actually because
you
only
just rebalance
at,
and
we're at 70 hit points.
Oh,
so we're not at a critical
yeah, we're
threshold.
Like one or two away from the first
we
critical threshold. So
you just take one
balance.
Then, because
yeah.
it's critical.
So
the
D100.
So the shrapnel manages to get through your shields, just barely hitting weirdly in some part of your ship. You sons of bitches. So from 52 to 16, that seems like a pretty okie dokie way to go.
Right. Yeah,
yeah, me... no, because 52 was really fucking terrifying. That would have dropped us to 34 hit points from 71.
All right. I rolled an 8. That's life support. So conditions apply to all captain's actions. So it's a little tougher to talk shit now. A little tougher
what?
To encourage as the life support gets sucked out. And it is now glitching.
Uh-oh.
That is glitching. Glitching.
We're gonna die.
Yeah, I can take an action to patch it if you want.
Spectre's like, I don't breathe. And he just keeps doing what he's doing. So you take a
I
minus
don't
two.
Oh.
I don't need to
head
breathe.
Out the hole in the ship, yells something inaudibly at the other ship, sticks his head back in.
Like shaking his fist in space. So Remy takes a minus two to all checks that they are that she is trying to enact because now the life support is glitching.
Damn.
Okay, I am going to switch to engineering, I think.
Okay, so top of the round, Spectre runs away from the science deck into engineering, and we'll go ahead and we'll roll our piloting checks. Here we go, Jet.
This could be a mistake.
You probably beat me easy peasy.
I don't know. I didn't beat you that easily. I got an 18.
That's all right. So the lob light moves, trying to outpace you. It just puts full engine straight forward, but it is going to try something. It's going to try a flyby. So it's a tough check for the flyby. Very tough check, actually. Let's see how it goes.
Oh!
You crash into an asteroid and everybody blows up.
Your starship still moves as described above, but you follow the normal rules of attacking. And the movement provokes a free attack from the other ship. So, I mean, it seems really fitting as we go by. So go ahead, Nadim, and take... you'll get two attacks, we'll say. We'll let you finish up, and then I'll just let you attack twice during the attacking phase.
Okay.
Or if you want to resolve it now, that's fine, too. I don't really care. I don't know the real rules on it. And that seems as good as any.
And... Okay.
And it flew by, so... I would assume you can attack from either your aft. No, you can't do aft. So it would have to be from your starboard or your fore would be where you take your attacks of opportunity. And it doesn't expend those.
Starboard or forward?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to do forward heavy laser cannon and see if I can't pew pew them. It like I want to switch dice, but every time like I switch my D20, it usually just rolls shit again. So like I'm in it.
It'd be like that sometimes.
16 to hit.
That's a hit.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So we'll save that damage for the next.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. And it is now the Odyssey's turn to shoot.
I'm tempted to do a flyby. Do you guys want me to do a flyby?
No.
I feel like I could make it. Okay. We're going to just evade.
We're not going to do a flyby.
So thanks, Spectre.
Do it.
Before you do,
before
you do that, I am going to try to divert power to the engines to give us enough so that should give us enough speed to get us back here. If I want to
go behind that, okay, sure.
Yeah, that way they can only hit us with one thing.
That's very true.
I don't like being blown up.
So do I.
Contrary to popular belief.
Contrary to popular belief.
All right, it's a DC 16 engineering check. That's a 22. All right, so we get our speed increases by 2 for this round.
Okay.
So I think, I'm pretty sure that'll give us enough speed to get back here.
You're giving it all it got, Captain.
You're giving it all she got, okay. Captain.
I'm giving it all I've got, Captain.
I am giving. All right, so go ahead and make your moves as needed.
We're going to evade. And that is good because that's a 21.
21?
So, yeah, 21. Passes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Like that? Like, I think I can get to here. I don't think I can do that sharp turn around.
Hold on, where were you? We were there before, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you can get right there.
I think we actually can.
Yeah, 9 movement.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I wasn't sure if that was too sharp of a turn or not, but if I can make it, I'll go right by. I'll snuggle up right behind it. Yeah.
You just got to kind of, instead of like turning tight at the last moment, you just got to kind of swing wide.
Swing wide, yeah.
And as you do that, a missile shoots.
A natural 20 again.
Did you really hear that?
What?
But I forgot something. As a missile launches out of the tube, chasing you through space, suddenly shit pipes up. But wait, you forgot about the information you gathered from before. And you remember that you saw something with the past ship, and he plugs it into your systems just in time as this missile flies overhead, missing you completely. Because you all learned something. There's a bunch of things and they're happening in the background that I've been tracking, and one of them that you learned is at some point in time, the large heavy torpedo that hits you is supposed to miss. And shit just remembered. So, though it would have hit you with that natural 20, you're completely fine.
Woo! Sweet. Because I rolled a natural 19.
How did we learn that? I'm trying to remember it. When?
So there's 4 bits of information you've learned throughout. Well, there's actually only 3 because you missed the first one. All from like the different investigations you've done on the Eoxian ship, on the Unbound Wayfarer, from the data pads, about the Loblight that's slowly been weaved throughout this adventure. You've learned 3 of them. And one of them that you learned saves you from one of the missiles. And I forgot to, not to get too metagamey, but that's what happened. Hmm. And shit just remembered, and he like basically rended the controls from Jet's hands just in time, and it flew over the top of you. So you're fine.
He jettisoned all of Remy's valuables to obstruct the missile.
You just see a bunch of light bulbs and sheets and like batteries.
Oh, light bulbs and sheets and batteries.
Bunch of crates with personal effects.
Well, I just like to think that it's all just shit. That she's like little bits of soap and like tiny shampoo bottles.
She's stolen, yeah.
No.
You didn't take your piloting phase. I don't think
I did.
Oh, did you? Oh, yeah, went first.
I did.
Okay.
I just move really slow.
Yeah. So, the attack of opportunity hits. I rolled a natural 19 on the other one, so that's a 23 to hit.
That hits.
So, that is 4d8 twice. So
18d8. Oh wait, hang on, Metamath.
I'll take it.
I assume you're hitting the aft quadrant.
Yeah, so like as you fly by and we nail, well, so as you fly by, I think we would probably shoot at, I guess that would be your
port
side.
Twice.
Yeah, so like we would hit it, I would see that I would hit it with the, what was it, the heavy laser cannon,
mm-hmm.
and then I would shoot the missiles at the same side of the ship.
And you're not firing at will this time.
No, that was just
cool.
Straight, yeah. So first one does 12 points of damage.
12 points of damage, so.
That was pretty crap, but. Little bit better. 18 points of damage for the next one.
18?
So 30 total.
As something bad seems to be happening on their ship, let's find out.
Ooh, can I roll it?
Yes, you can.
Yes.
I rolled for you. Might as well roll for me.
Ooh, 82.
82, power core. Conditions applies to all engineering actions except hold it together and patch, or malfunctioning or wrecked power core affects other crew members' actions. Uh-oh. Oh.
So all engineer... Yeah, condition applies to engineer's actions except hold it together and patch. Oh, and malfunctioning or wrecked affects... okay, but we're just glitching.
You're just glitching right now.
Yeah.
So you do some significant damage. All right, so we'll go to the top of the order. Anyone want to do anything else? Do you want to switch back to science officer? What do you want to do?
Do we need to just make it off the map?
No, I will extend it until you're outside of reasonable range.
I mean, if you keep boosting...
Actually, hold on. What if we just go... Can we just, run away this way?
Yeah, yeah, it's a bit of an angle. Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, our speed is faster than theirs.
How far can their guns reach?
Their missiles can reach 14 hexes away. As long as you would assume you have to outrun that, basically. And so you're almost outside of their range right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they can hit. They can get there. So if we run over this way, we can almost get out of their reach. We can probably get out of their reach if I boost our engines.
Do it.
If I boost our engines, I think we'll be able to get out of their reach.
All right, so go ahead and roll the boost.
I am going to stay in engineering and hope I don't screw up my check.
So go ahead and roll that check.
Screw up our check, DC 16. I'm not going to be able to boost our aft shields.
23.
Engineering check.
Yeah, you pass.
We've got +2 speed.
Hey.
Let's get the hell out of here.
Well, hang on. Let's see. I'm going to roll. This is where it comes down to then. So they're going to try to divert their own engines. I'm going to say the action's still on. If they fail this check, you all are plumb out of there.
Oh, and we damage their power core, so they get the -2 for glitching for that critical.
Right. I forgot that.
Haha.
Sugar snacks. All right, here we go. So it's DC 13.
Is it?
Yeah, because it's only a tier 2 ship. So, but we'll see. Roll the 10.
Yes.
+2.
Yes. 12.
They move to divert all the power to the shields. The power core starts glitching, and this sad little burp just escapes from the rear of the ship as you all fly outside. I'm going to do something here just because it doesn't make sense otherwise. There's no way they can catch you. You've got it on them now, but they have 2 more missiles they can try and hit you with, which will take 2 rounds to get to you, but you can't move 14 hexes. So eventually they would catch up to you. So I'm going to roll 2 missile attacks. I'm going to do damage. I'll let you balance the shields each time because it would take time for you to get to, for them to get to you. And we'll go from there. Does that seem reasonable?
Yeah, they would be going...
I think you would only be able to shoot 1 because by the second turn, we would be outside of the 14 range for the second one to hit.
Do they explode outside the range?
So they have...
It's 14. They can move 14 hexes in a turn.
Okay.
They don't explode after the 14 hexes.
Right. Yeah, so they have a speed and they also have a range.
So what's the range on them?
I don't know. But if the speed is 14, then it's probably like 20 something. Okay, that's different then.
Let me get this. Long range. So how long is long?
Long is 20.
20. So yeah, then you're right. I'll say only 1 can get to you, but we'll see if it causes any problems. All right.
Okay.
Deal. All right. Here comes the first one.
Okay. No chance to balance shields.
You do not, because you're still in engineering. Because they are still going to shoot it at you. So this is all in the same turn, basically. Well, and you can shoot one back at them.
But
see if
gunnery phase is the last of them, so we would all get to move and rebalance before gunnery happens, right?
I mean, gunnery phase is happening now. They attempted to engineer, and so now it is gunnery phase, basically. Okay. But you all are boogieing.
Okay.
You can shoot a missile backwards if you like, but this is mostly thematic. I think you all have it in hand. Yeah. But if I can cause an engine glitch, that's going to cause a problem. So, okay. First, roll the hit.
Remy, can you taunt them?
You can. Yeah, absolutely you can.
Can I do
She runs
that?
To the back window and sticks her tongue out at them.
There are no windows on starships. There's just weak points.
Okay, well, I'm going to say a thing. Can I still, like, connect to the comms and stuff?
Yes.
I'm going to shave your internal organs with your toenails.
It's pretty. It's not as good as the nervous system braiding one.
It's not
one,
as good as the nervous system braiding.
But it wasn't bad. It wasn't bad.
The image is so...
And Vesk do have really long nails, so that might actually be...
Like, you tune in, and he's already crying deep, and then he looks up, and then you say it again, and he starts crying again. Go ahead
That's
and roll
right,
that taunt.
Fucko.
Fucko. DC 13.
DC what?
13.
Oh, sick. I think I got it then, because that's a 9 plus 6, which is 15.
15. You got it. All right. That's minus 2 to their gunnery check. All right, here we go. It's not a good... I don't have... I have a plus... I'll put everything on the table. I got plus 2 to gunnery right now. 7. Woo! One more torpedo shoots off harmlessly into space.
With the four of mine that missed earlier.
They're all joining up in some sort of collaboration.
I just like imagine it's like they're just flying through space, and then like a couple days later some random planet, some civilization just gets like hit by a missile that's just shot wildly into space.
Or like a ship. Yeah. It's just like, just man, like, this has been such a smooth freight. Yeah. Like honestly, it's never gone so well. And then like it just smashes in and destroys them. Oh my god. Brutal. It gets hit by 4 missiles. Just do.
They all just fire off in the same exact trajectory.
God damn. So you all fly away harmlessly. The cryings of a Vesk ring throughout your comm system as you do so.
We recorded it and we're just playing it on loop, just laughing and drinking as we make our way through the drift.
You continue to move through the drift. You enact your engine, and finally you hit a beacon, and a little dot begins to flash again. Someone's hailing your frequency, and shit goes, Lieutenant Crushmore trying to contact you.
Do you recognize that name?
No, I don't know that name.
Let it go to voicemail.
Yeah.
Leave a message if it's important.
We'll call back.
No. What we do is we turn it on and we leave it like it's a voice message. You know, when someone picks up the phone, it's like, "Hi, David's not home. David's very busy, but
leave
thank you
message.
For calling. Please leave a message after the beep." Beep, and then just
beep.
Listen.
Nothing happens.
Nope. All
but right, someone tries to hail you again.
Let's answer it. Captain, maybe you should get that.
Who answers?
Spectre.
Spectre,
not?
You answer, and the image in front of you seems to be Venture Captain Arvin.
I knew there was something sketchy with this guy. Okay, great. This is why I was able to contact us.
Red has been sus the entire game.
Yes. Well, there was one imposter among us. Wait a moment.
Wait a second.
You just see gear float out into space. Gear was not the imposter. Oh, no.
Gear.
Oh, Starfinders, it's so good to see that you've made it all this way. Did you get the information?
Is he borrowing someone's phone?
I don't know. You can ask.
Did you lose your phone?
We did. We were expecting Lieutenant Crushmore. That's what caller ID said it was.
You watch for a second, and his face is just ever so slightly blank. And he's like, "No, surely, no. It's I, Venture Captain Arvin. What a strange thing to call me." And then you just hear behind you, no, you're Lieutenant Crushmore. And his eyes draw from you both to the sphere in the background. He's like, "What is that thing doing awake?"
Huh?
Oh, that's Gear 2.0.
No.
He's a little piece of shit, but he's great.
Not the robot. The AI.
Well, that's what I said. He's a little piece of shit.
Vector?
The AI.
And you watch as this unnatural smile curls across his face, defying the lines of his skin or of his mouth. Almost a hideous mask of someone pretending to have skin.
Who?
Venture Captain Arvin.
Uh-oh.
He looks back at you all. He's like, well, I thought he was scrubbed from all of the systems. It's a pity. It would have been so much easier for you to come in, us to code the information, and then kill you. Well, I guess the charade is up. Well, I bid you well, Starfinders. At least you were real Starfinders. Can't say much for anything else. The image cuts out, and the green light that indicated someone was trying to heal you stops bleeping. And the little red light next to it begins to flash quite quickly. And shit just goes self-destruct activated.
Oh, this isn't good.
Fuck.
Spectre proceeds to leave the ship.
Override, and the gear just starts like repeating himself over and over again. Klaxons begin to blare. The lights dim. Red emergency lights turn on. What do you all do?
Like, just any way that you can fix the information?
Well, but he knows we're on to him, so we're not going to give it to him. So he's just trying to kill all of us and get rid of it, sounds like.
Oh, that's not very nice.
Well, Ganadim is going to be like, somebody do something about that. It's very loud and...
Dead.
What are we going to blow up?
Okay, we'll prepare the escape pod.
Yeah, go to the escape pod. I'll try to fix the computer.
Escape pod, yo!
As you all talk, the helmets on your suits slam shut over you as the oxygen and atmosphere are sucked out of the room. However, Jet doesn't have armor on. He begins to... he starts...
Uh-oh, Jet.
To gasp. Remy goes over to help, trying desperately, rifling through her pockets, and as she does so, the small stone she was holding on to slips out, clatters to the floor, and bumps into Jet's knee. It then floats and starts circling above Jet's head. You can suddenly breathe as if nothing's wrong.
I am a god!
I think The Rock is a god, but okay.
He just jumps out into space. And he's like, I don't need a rescue pod. I'm just going to fly through space.
Just Spectre with his fedora and like Jet floating through space.
I don't have my
everyone
fedora
off.
Anymore. You got to put it on the freaking missile.
Oh, that's fair.
Spectre is very upset about that.
You just start hearing 30 seconds. 29 seconds.
We gotta go.
Escape pods.
Computer. Yeah. I'm gonna try to fix it.
I don't think you have time, dude, but okay.
Seconds. You jump on the computer's Jet. Your fingers moving over the keys as quickly as possible. There are all of these warnings. It is dumping everything. You see that the 30 seconds is linked directly to the power core being dumped out into space. Roll me a very important computer's check.
Oh, please don't screw this up. Please don't screw this up. Please don't screw this up. I've rolled well enough so far. Please.
Now...
Wait, can I help him? Because, like, pilot check, can I give him a boost or something? Or...
I rolled a nat one.
How did you... Oh, my God.
Well,
just...
going down with the ship. You did not great.
We're in an escape pod already.
Yeah. Nadim's definitely in an escape pod.
So yeah. Nadim, Spectre, and Remy are all in the escape pod, as told by Jet. Jet, your fingers fuck up more than you possibly could have known. Either you closed a window or you opened one that you weren't supposed to. You're not entirely sure. What happens, though, is as everything's rolling through, it stops at 5 seconds. The red lights stop beating, and you
cameras
see gear float.
Ashton.
Gear picks up and floats next to you, silent. For a change, and you just see I don't know what else I can do, but you best get to the escape pods. As you see shit's code run across the screen trying to block everything it can, but probably with little to no avail. What do you do?
I salute shit and leave. I can't. Unless there is a way that I can aid shit.
You got like 5 seconds, buddy.
I'm going to run.
You get on to the ship, and right before everything goes to absolute crap, the ship comes out of the drift. And you feel your escape pod push off from the side. As you watch through the viewport, the remains of the Odyssey explode. You're floating listlessly through space. No direction. Nowhere to go. Wanted by God only knows where. And I guess we'll have to see if this ever becomes anything else.
Well, at least we're out of the drift, because that would be a really boring rescue mission.
And 50 years later, we exit the drift.
Yeah. And that's Starfinder. So I got this song. Starfinding the stars.
We'll hit that with some auto tune on the back end.
Nope.
Don't like
that. Just straight shitty singing. But that's it. And I guess you guys could say that you've really been cast into the unknown. Roll credits.
Funny.
It's the name of the AP.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Just tying it all back together.